We're recording.
Okay,
I forgot
great.
I had buttons.
Well, I'm running, I'm passing. And you want me to get right this time, because it might be no next time, y'all.
Yeah, that's good. Your levels are great. Let me see if I can test mine real quick. Nope, I can't. Let me turn that up.
That was amazing. Welcome to our amazing show, the Just Because of Show. Thankfully, here on Thanksgiving, well after Thanksgiving, we have Jason Martin, my cousin, my brother from another mother, but the same grandmother. And perhaps less thankfully so, I am also here. My name is Joe Neal. And we host this thing as well as we can, and we're thankful to get through anything. Just because.
Dude, you nailed it. You're so good at this. I'm jealous. Hey, full disclosure, Joe, full disclosure, audience. I am... Wait, this intro is going for a long time. I think I loaded up the wrong intro. Who cares?
That's okay.
I am...
You were going to fully disclose?
Yeah,
what
I am...
disclosing?
I'm not on the Yeti right now. I'm on old school microphone with headset, so I might breathe into the mic, and I would really appreciate it if you tell me
breathing.
Sooner. Yeah, tell me sooner rather than later. I'll try not to, but I am extremely inebriated right now, and I am so whacked down on Zoloft. You would need to get a bank vault the size of the Grand Canyon to make a full deposit of all of the fucks I do not give. I am tired, Joe. It's been a long week. It's been a long month. It's been a long year. It's been a long life. So let me know if I'm breathing, because if you don't, I don't give a fuck.
All right. Well, just know, our millennial listener particularly doesn't like the breathing. You breathing in the microphone. They just don't want you to breathe.
Right.
It has been a long year.
It has been.
We're coming to the end of it here. We took 2 weeks off. Our listener might have noticed that. Maybe not. And so what was our plan, Jason? We were going to do two shows, but I'm tired. You're tired.
Yeah, we'll
see. We're all tired.
We'll see how it goes. I mean, where you are, I don't know where you are. I'm in a different time zone right now. I guess I can explain to the listener. You're not hearing any background music because I'm not on my regular system. I'm on a different system. I am in a hotel room. I'm on hotel Wi-Fi. So who knows if this is going to work? I don't know. Just to explain, Joe, if you're curious, I don't know if you are. Again, I don't have any fucks, so I can't give you anything. But
okay.
you know, I wash car washes, and there is a car washing washers symposium that happens once every whatever the year, 2 years, 5 years, and so we all got together here in, where are we, Coopersburg. So the truth of the matter is, I don't know if you know this, but Seattle, Texas is on the eastern west. It's in eastern west Texas. Seattle, Texas is in eastern west Texas. The eastern edge of West Texas. And
that's one time zone.
Yeah, yeah. And Coopersburg is about 6 miles away, but it's on the western edge of eastern Texas. And due to some really
complicated... That's at least two time zones away,
the math right. It's actually, turns out, three, because gerrymandering pulls Seattle, Texas into Pacific time zone, and gerrymandering pulls Coopersburg into the eastern time zone. So we just skip Mountain and Central. Fuck those guys. And that's why. And you were like, well, why are you going to a hotel and just go back to your house? No. Like I said, I am drunk. So that's not going to happen.
Gerrymandering.
Yeah. And a lot of people think gerrymandering, oh, that's for voting. No. That also.
Well, my friend, I caught my friend Jerry. Looked like he was just pacing back and forth on the side of the road. I was like, what the fuck is he doing over there? I saw him out my car window while I was driving to work. And I'm like, he's just pacing up and down. What the fuck is Jerry doing? And I parked my car, and I was a little worried about him. And I'm like, Jerry, what are you doing? He's like, just meandering around. I'm like, it's like 8 a.m. What the fuck is your problem? You okay? He's like, I'm just meandering.
Do I have
like, Jerry, you're meandering? You're gerrymandering? You're gerrymandering.
I think I have a ba-dump bump button here. Nope. That wasn't it.
The joke appeared in my head, and then it took what seemed like 10 minutes to get it out, and it was terrible.
No.
That was my gerrymandering joke, everybody. Thank you.
We'll be here all week. Tip your waiter. So that's why I'm in a different time zone. That's why I'm on this microphone. That's why I'm going to breathe on you. That's why I'm tired.
Very good.
Joe, you had 2 weeks off, but you didn't have this week off. What was it like getting back to the Taco Bell?
It was like I never left. Yeah. That's the sad thing.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah. You know? I've been doing this for so long. It's like my vacation never happened. And the whole point of having a vacation is to get like kind of recharged.
Yeah.
And feel a little bit different and, you know, a little bit of a, you know, come in with your chin up, feeling good about things, a little bit more motivation. No, I went right back into the Taco Bell and I was like, fuck, here it is. And it felt exactly the same as the moment I walked out 3 weeks prior.
It was like you were in a, there's echo, sorry. You were in a time bubble thing. It's like. You leave and a bunch of stuff happens. You come back, nothing's different. It's all the same. Just like Donnie Darko.
Right. Yeah. I felt like Donnie Darko, supreme.
You know, I always wanted to say, Joe, you kind of, a lot of people don't know what you look like because this is a podcast. You kind of look like Donnie Darko. You look like the rabbit, anyway, in Donnie Darko. Actually, you look like the teacher. You look like the teacher that Donnie had who was like, time travel, can't tell you much because we're in a Catholic school. No. You look like Patrick Swayze. No. You act like Patrick Swayze. Hashtag nailed it.
I started zoning out and staring at my water heater there, but what I caught from that is I look like the rabbit from Donnie Darko, which is rough, but I act like Patrick Swayze. Did I catch that? I missed a couple of beats there, didn't I?
Isn't Patrick Swayze in that movie, right?
I think he is.
Yeah.
He plays like a gym coach or something.
It's like a motivational
speaker. A lesbian
speaker.
Gym coach.
He's a motivational speaker and a pedophile in that movie. Let me just real quick Google Patrick Swayze.
Boy, did I get that wrong.
Donnie Darko. Oh, quotes. You know, you wanted to talk about what we're thankful for because you and I are. Well, Joe, actually, you came up with this idea. So why don't you introduce it while I look up Donnie Darko quotes by Patrick Swayze as Jim Cunningham in 2001's Donnie Darko.
Well, one of my ideas, it's really original. It's brand new novel idea for a Thanksgiving themed show. I think we should maybe list off some things that we're thankful for. And but throughout the show, maybe we can do that. But also, the show coming up after this one, we're going to do another fight show.
Yeah.
As we did a fight show.
No, we're not.
Yeah. Well, I think we should, motherfucker.
No, you don't. Oh, sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. Yeah, we're going to do a fight show.
Just warming up a little bit. A
little bit, yeah.
Well, anyway, so we're going to do a fight show, and that's kind of in the name of the holiday season, too.
Because so,
a lot of people get together with family and have arguments. And since you and I are family, I think we should argue for the holidays. And we'll do a whole show about it.
Okay.
We've done it before. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think some of our best
it hurt a little bit for me, but I think that just means that the fighting was good.
It was a good fight. Well, maybe hopefully now you got a little rind on you, maybe a little rind.
Yeah, a little emotional rind.
A little emotional rind, and that's a term I got from Westworld. One of the ladies of the evening would say to cowboys as they came in, "Oh, there's not much of a rind on you," and I always thought that was. I like that, and I wanted to use it, and I've been waiting for 2 years. Boom.
You did it, man.
Hashtag nailed it. Hashtag in.
Well, maybe you're thankful for that. Thankful for this moment when you finally get to just use that.
I'm thankful for
the rind thing.
I'm thankful for prostitutes. It's absolutely true. I'm thankful for rinds. I'm thankful for you, Joe. Let's get this started. I'm thankful for you. And you sent me a text message that said, hey, make a list of things you're thankful for, but make sure they're all silly. And I was like, boom, number one, Joe, he's silly. Thankful.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah. Well, I too am thankful, and I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for this show. Yeah. It's been 2 weeks, and I realized I was talking to my wife last night. And I'm like, I need to just talk shit on the podcast with Jason. Like, I need that. I've come to rely on that.
Absolutely.
Ever since whether I stopped it's good therapy. Shit talking or not, it doesn't matter. It's to help me build an emotional rind.
Yeah, let's build that rind. Let's get you wrapped up like an orange, son.
Yeah. So I'm thankful for you. Thank you for doing this show with me, Jason.
Thank you.
And
thank you for thanking me, by the way. I'm grateful for your gratefulness. Let's be meta. I am grateful that you're grateful. It means a lot to me that you're grateful.
Well, it's meta Thanksgiving, everybody. Well, so throughout the show, maybe we can throw in some things that we're thankful for. And also, I want to come up with things that we can fight about. Now, we won't fight yet.
Okay.
I'll take note of these things.
Okay.
And maybe we'll even have like a little fight bell or something.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, since we're so good at doing podcasts, doing this radio thing, we have a little ding ding and then start fighting about
see,
shit.
See, maybe there's one of thing more here. I'm going to try
can
this.
Can I start it off really quick?
Okay, I don't know what that is. Yeah, go ahead, start off.
What was that? Are you just testing shit out?
Well, because I'm on a new computer. I had to download Jingle Palette, and it comes with a bunch of preloaded stuff, and I just, well, maybe there's a ding-ding here, so I thought I would try it, and apparently that was not a ding-ding.
Hey, this is...
Okay, that's not one either. Go ahead. So I'll be the ding-ding-ding.
Here, let me warm up the fight a little bit, just kind of a little preview.
Yeah.
Fucking stop it, Jason. God.
Oh, you mean what I'm doing right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I don't want you to stop it. It's another thing we can do throughout the show. See, we're planning the show as the show happens.
Yeah.
We can do what we're thankful for. We can come up with shit to fight about.
Right.
And since you have weird samples on your jingle palette, you can randomly just hit fucked up noises. It'll
you know
be
what?
Fun.
I can just picture you. I could just picture you in a lab coat with one of those. Remember those when doctors had that thing they would have wrapped around their head with a big silver disc on it? Like, I don't know, some sort of magnifying glass thing. Remember that old school? Type.
Mm-hmm.
Millennials probably don't know what that is, but you got one of those on, you got the stethoscope around your neck, you're in your lab coat, and I'm sitting there, I'm naked except for my underwear, and you say, yeah, you got some weird buttons on your jingle paddle there, but we got a salve we can put on, you'd be fine. That was a long explanation set up for a stupid joke, but like I said,
I want to get to this. I remember us on some episode like a year and a half ago or something, we were talking about what we can fight about. It wasn't on the fight episode. We were just coming up with things to fight about, like we're going to do now. And we never fought about, or maybe we did, the Beatles. We fought about fighting about the Beatles, actually. I remember that.
Okay.
We had a meta fight about the Beatles, but I wanted to get down to the core of things and fight about the Beatles. If you think there's a fight to be had.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think there is. We could definitely fight about the Beatles. Let's
do that. So that's one thing I wanted to fight about.
Okay.
Did you have something? What do you think we could really just tear each other new ones?
Well, I think the energy of the Beatles fight will be because we actually disagree about some aspect of the Beatles. So I'm trying to think about other things we disagree on, and we don't disagree on much. I mean, we both think your mom's a skank. We both think my mom's a skank. So, I mean, we can't do that one. let's see.
We're not simpatico on the word simpatico.
See, we could do that. Yeah, let's add that to the list. Simpatico. Because I'm going to punch you in the fucking face.
And you hate that word.
I
kind of like it, but the weird thing is, and we'll fight about it later, but the thing is, I like that word because you hate it.
Yeah, I think that's why it's perfect, yeah.
And that's like a perfect snowball of negativity.
It is. Is there a word that you hate that I might like?
What's a word that I hate?
Well, popularly, people don't like the word moist.
Mm-hmm.
And I do. I like the word moist.
Let me see.
Do you like
I don't like reprieve.
Reprieve. And now, let's be clear. It's not the meaning that you don't like. You just don't like the word.
Yeah, it sounds almost gross for some reason.
Okay.
I don't know
reprieve.
Why. Reprieve.
Okay. Okay, good. Well, maybe that'll come up too. Maybe we will. You'll give me a reprieve on the simpatico argument and allow me to
But then you will never give me a reprieve on the word reprieve, and then we'll be in another meta-fuck snowball of negativity.
Yeah, well, if we could be in a what was it we did once, a Mobius strip of meta-fuck ball black holeness?
A black meta-fuck hole inside of a Mobius strip of negativity.
That's what... Yes. Okay, I'm going to mute myself.
That's what we'll be aiming for.
Yes, so, I'm going to mute myself, okay, so, Joe. And you're going to say that whole thing again so that you can capture it and stick it in a montage. Okay.
I need to say that again.
Okay, I was muted and now I'm answering you. Yes, 1, 2, 3, go.
A black meta fuck hole inside of a Mobius strip of negativity.
Hashtag nailed it. Hashtag once more. Good job. We did a lot of hashtagging at this this symposium. A lot of hashtagging. We were walking around, you know, it was like, okay, you can't have soaps without suds. And someone said hashtag. We actually got it backwards. We were just saying the word hashtag. Like, what you just said was hashtagable, hashtag. So we just said hashtag. And then it was like you would see somebody you know in an elevator and you would instead of saying high five, you put up your hand and go hashtag. And the other guy just knew. Yeah, it's high five time, ma'am. And then after you hit the high five, you would say, hashtag nailed it. So it was a really stupid conference. Now that I think about it, a waste of fucking time. Hashtag so what? What else are you grateful for, Joe?
Well, this has got to be an old joke, but it hasn't – don't people – no, it's just – it's too old. It's got to be too stupid because hashtag pound sign, hashtag number sign, hashtag tic-tac-toe.
Oh, yeah, that's – whenever I have a room, when I tweet, anytime I have room, I always put hashtag, like the hashtag symbol. And then, but I never did, and I like what you're pointing out. I'm going to do pound and tic-tac-toe and number sign, and I like that. I'm grateful. See, I'm grateful for your creativity. One of the things we talked about the symposium, I'm not making this up, was creativity and why it's so important that you, in your work, whatever it is, that you have room to be creative. And I know that you do. I've watched you tell me about how you make tacos, and you're a creative motherfucker. You get in there, and you're just like, yeah. For you, it's sour cream. For me, it's a lot of. I don't know what you say, but
Well, look, a bean and cheese burrito. I really mean it, you know.
Yeah, you do. When you mean bean and cheese.
I put refried beans on the tortilla, and then with panache, I put cheese on top of it. And then with a smile on my face and with love and with creativity and artistic license, do I fold the burrito and put it in a wrapper.
See,
and
the
put
thing
that
is
burrito in a bag.
That panache, free of charge. You don't call motherfuckers up and say, I'm going to need an extra dollar for the panache. No. You're like, here you go, sir. Panache is on me. And he goes, hashtag, thank you.
I have panache Bel Grande Supreme with sour cream. With
sour cream. So, yeah, that creativity. And I'm grateful for the creativity. I don't even remember why I started on the creativity thing. I'm just saying.
You're thankful.
I'm thankful that you allow me to be creative, that you give me things that, like, you could say, Joe, you could say, hey, your penis is gigantic. And I'd be like, I wonder what he's talking about. And that would get me on this train of thought. And pretty soon I'm like writing operas and shit because it's an inspiration.
Well, then tell me how does creativity kind of incorporate itself, or how do you incorporate creativity into the car wash washing business? Because I told you, when I'm making a bean and cheese burrito, I might put a little bit of extra beans in there. I might put a dash of extra salt on there. Mm-hmm. And cheese, and then tortilla. It's very artistic process. Yeah. People don't realize. But how do you? What's the creative aspect of washing car washes?
Well, I'll tell you. Sometimes it's difficult to get a certain stain out, right? Depending on what the stain was made of, right, or what the material it's on. And so sometimes you got to get creative with the suds, with the soap, with the application of it, right? It's like, am I going to add a little vinegar this time? I'm going to add a little bleach. You know what I'm saying? Am I going to use OxyClean? Am I going to use Windex, right? And you got to get the right ratios.
Do you do a little dance, too, when you're scrubbing the concrete?
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, it's a very good point. You're like, well, I got to get the right rhythm. Boom, boom, boom. I got to get the right rhythm. Boom, boom. To clean this, right? I got to get the right rhythm. boom, boom, boom. Because if I don't, boom, 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 then the stain will come out. So yeah, I get.
That was so fucking silly, man. That was great.
Yeah, so I'm grateful for creativity. You know what? If you and I were sitting across from each other, we had a big ass turkey in between us, and you were like, "All right, say grace." I would say, "Dear Jesus, God, Lord in heaven, and also Allah, Buddha, maybe some of the Greek dudes, and anybody else who wants to join in." Thank you for creativity. Amen. Hashtag amen.
Hey, can we take a little time to maybe do a recap? A recap of our holidays. That is, okay. Thanksgiving has passed. It was over a week ago, and we're doing our Thanksgiving show now.
Thanksgiving has passed. Like you're talking about Cindy's grandma. Yeah, she passed. Thanksgiving has passed.
Yes. Well, you know what? This made me realize. Oftentimes, it seems like Christmas has already begun before Thanksgiving is over, and it seems rushed and inappropriate. Like, I'm starting to hear Christmas music and there's Christmas lights and shit before I'm even done eating the turkey. Like there's just a lot of urgency to get Christmas started. And I feel like we're going the other direction. We're just waiting and still celebrating Thanksgiving a week after. So we're going the other direction.
That's right.
I like that. We're swinging the pendulum the other direction.
We're not.
But I think it's
direction.
Rude to Thanksgiving to start Christmas. So it's like, it's like bringing your dying dog to the Humane Society while you're picking out a new puppy. Can you just? I just enjoy Thanksgiving. It's not Christmas yet.
Don't
let
Jesus
one
Christ,
holiday
that's awesome.
Have its time before the next one begins.
I'm so gonna tell that to people. That is so good because you nailed it. That's absolutely true. Yeah, Christmas is like it's a bully. It's a get in the back of the line, fucker. I want to have some mashed potatoes, you know? Jesus.
It's like Santa Claus comes running into your dining room and like kicks the fucking table over and the turkey smashes against the wall and he's like, "Fuck it, that's enough. It's Christmas time, bitches."
Exactly.
You had all morning to eat your turkey. It's fucking jingle bells, bitch.
Yeah, if I had my druthers, which is a great phrase. If I had my druthers, Christmas would be December 25th from about 2 p.m. to 2:45 p.m. That's it. Sing your fucking jingles. Then give each other presents. Put up a tree, decorate it, pull the tree down, throw it away. You're done. Christmas is over. It's over. Get ready for what's the next holiday? Martin Luther King Jr. birthday or whatever it is. Valentine's Day. I don't know.
New Year's, man.
Oh, yeah.
But what I'm saying is, see, we're just dragging Thanksgiving way out, and I like that.
We're doing the Weekend Bernie's version of Thanksgiving. We're propping it up.
Say again?
We're doing the Weekend at Bernie's version of Thanksgiving, you and I.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving has passed, but we are propping it up. We're showing it off to people. We're being grateful. We're eating turkey. We're watching football. We're falling asleep.
So I feel like you've already started recapping your Thanksgiving holiday. Let's do recaps, but first I want to give our listener a sample of how good you are at recapping a holiday. See, me and my wife, my dad and his wife all went to Maui. Remember when we did a show from Maui?
Yeah. Yep.
After we told you about our holiday, you recapped it at the end of the show, and I'd like for you to play that clip. This is how good you are at recapping holidays.
Thank you. Let me crank it. Just in case, let me walk you through it. Here we go.
So, what else have you guys done? You've done the drived up the thing and saw the deal. You went swimming and saw the other things and the stuff there.
That was a great recap, dude. That really sums up our vacation so far.
Got everything in there. I mean,
I love that. We told you all these stories about Hawaii, and you're like, okay. Anyway, so who should begin? I don't even know if I have a funny story from Thanksgiving, but it's over now. What was yours like?
I don't have a funny story. I mean, I can tell you what happened. Me and some people, we went to this thing, and we had some stuff, and then, you know, that was – and then we also kind of like – we went around. I mean, it was – you know what I mean? No.
Yeah, that's a hell of a Thanksgiving, man.
It was. Allison and the kid and I flew to her parents' house in Huntsville, Alabama. We're also in a town where my wife's sister and my wife's sister's husband and their two kids, and then also my wife's dad's sister's daughter and her husband and their two kids. And I know you got me beat on this, and you'll explain in a bit, but when you've got 2 3-year-olds, three-year-olds and 2 5-year-olds in the house, and the house is not really big, you're like, murder for Thanksgiving, that's not a bad idea. Murder for, or suicide, one of the two, yeah. But actually, it was fun. I mean, Huntsville is not as bad. You know what they got in Huntsville, Joe? Space camp.
What's that?
Space camp.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, space camp. Yeah.
But did you do Thanksgiving space camp?
That would have been great. We could have gone and got some, like, you know, space food, because you can get space food at the space center and go get some space food and go to space camp and, like, sit there and, like, say, I'm thankful for space. And everyone's like, yeah, I'm thankful for the Big Bang. Oh yeah, we wouldn't be here without a Big Bang, you know, that space stuff. So
I've heard that space turkey sucks.
Yeah, all space food sucks, but you know what? If you're eating it, you might be in space, and that's pretty cool. I mean, honestly,
well,
Joe,
and how are you supposed to baste a turkey? You can't baste a turkey in
you
space.
You can't space
baste. It just gets everywhere. It flies around in globs.
Do this, Joe. Go on Twitter. Do hashtag space based. See who responds. No one, because you can't do it. Hashtag truth.
Hey, check it out. So here's our text to each other on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
you said, hey, dude, man, sorry for a very late reply. We are 13 people, including 5 kids, of which 3 are 3, in a house of less than 1,800 square feet. I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, I got you beat. 22 people, 8 kids, 2 are 4, 1 is 0, and a 90-year-old for balance, though his personal balance is a bit off.
Yeah, you did. You got me beat. And what I love about this is that you and I are family, literally, right? Mm-hmm. Literally. But those people you were with were not my family, and the people I was with were not your family. But, Joe, I'm here to tell you, if you want them, you can have them. Take them. They're yours, bud. You can have them for your more family. You had, what, you said 80 people in the house? No, 20? 13. How many did you say?
It was like 22.
22.
But I didn't have to cook the turkey this time, and okay. I didn't have to host it at my house, which was cool. It was much more relaxing that way.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Hey, did you break your beer fast?
No.
Okay, we won't go into it. We'll fight about that. That's another thing to fight about. Put that on the list.
We fight about alcohol?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to fight about alcohol.
Yeah. Which I'm grateful by the way. I am grateful for alcohol, especially at this symposium I was at. In fact, just to distract us, they did this thing as a team-building exercise. I'm not making this up. This is true. They said, okay, everybody, get into groups and do this thing. And then we did it, and they said, you did it wrong. We tricked you. And we're like, what do you mean? We followed all your instructions. Like, no, we tricked you. And tomorrow we'll tell you how. And so we're like, okay. And then the next day, the guys go, okay, we'll tell you how you tricked you. This is why you did it wrong. This is what you should have done. We're like, oh, you're right. We should have done that way. And they're like, the reason why you didn't is because we waited until the end of the day. One, you're tired. Two, you're hungry. We gave you beer. You're a little bit inebriated. Your frontal lobes were fucked. You were going all limbic system, and that's why you couldn't think, bitches. We got you. And we're like, oh, you're right. It was really cool. Yeah.
Wow. Now, this was very recently. This was within the last couple of days, right?
Yeah,
the
last symposium? Couple hours. Yeah. So I'm thankful for beer because it is good excuse for why I fucked up. And I will use that excuse even when I don't drink, like today and this podcast.
I got to tell you, I did something fun. There, like I said in my text here, there was lots of kids. Mm-hmm. And so my brother-in-law and I played a game for the kids. And they made a video of it, and I watched the video in slow motion, and I laughed so fucking hard. Maybe we'll have to, I don't know, blur out my face for anonymity or something. Yeah. No, we can't, because my face was my favorite part. Here, let me tell you what it is.
Yeah.
You strap a tissue box, empty tissue box, to your ass, and you put ping pong balls in the empty tissue box.
Yeah.
You got that?
Oh, yeah.
And then the competition is, and this is me and my brother-in-law, we are to jump around and shake our asses and, like, break dance and shit until all the ping pong balls come flying out of your ass.
That's fabulous. Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is silly. I'll just do it for the kids. But, like, we really got into it. We were serious, like, almost aggressive about it. Yeah. And it seemed that we were, like, it was almost choreographed. The moves that we were breaking out, you know, as a team, although we were competing against each other. I was like, okay, that was intense. I'm not in very good shape, and I was really tired afterwards. And then we watched the video in slow motion, and my face looked like I was taking a shit. And
we kind of were.
Ping pong balls flying out of my ass. Anyway, I won, and all the kids loved it. And that was a good Thanksgiving.
You're
going
to put that video on to Dropbox for me to watch, right?
Yeah, you're going to have to see it. Yeah, I think they even put some music behind it.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I get down, like, I start doing moves from, like, MC Hammer videos in the early 90s.
Oh, like, yeah.
I didn't know if I was still capable of such things.
What was it? Didn't he have a name for that? Go Hammer, something. If I was fast on the draw, I'd bring up a MC Hammer clip, but I don't have one, but.
I was doing a little MC Hammer shit, though, for sure.
So you're doing
I bent over backwards and kind of like bouncing up and down. Like,
yeah.
Looked a little suggestive. I was doing it in front of kids. That was thinking back on it, was a little weird. But I won. The kids laughed. We watched the video in slow motion, and then I laughed really hard.
I'm jealous. I wish I was there to see that.
We played some other games. This is weird. This cousin, one of my in-laws, I think he's my age, a little bit older. I mean, he's a grown-ass man, right? And we both have, like, gray beards. And I bring that up because I couldn't believe some of his behavior. We were playing, like, Rummy Cube. You ever played that?
Rummy Cube. Uh-uh. What's that?
It's like Rummy, except it's little tiles instead of cards. And this guy is sitting next to his sister, another one of the cousins, and he just looked over at her tiles and started telling her what to play.
Okay.
It's like looking, if you're playing poker and you just like leaned over and looked at somebody's fucking hand.
Okay.
And I couldn't help myself. I said, "What are you doing?" Mm-hmm. And he looked at me like I was really weird. And I realized like this guy just does stuff like that. He just cheats, like blatantly, nonchalantly fucking cheats. And I said out loud, I said, "Did you just cheat and kind of not care about it?" And he was like, "What are you talking about?" And I was like, "Never mind." And then there was just a really long, awkward pause. I looked over at my wife and she kind of like nodded at me like, see what you're dealing with here? I was like, oh, wow. Anyway, it's not really a funny story. I just found it a little disturbing.
No, I could see. So for him, it wasn't anything. It's just, it is what it is. But for you, you're like, what the fuck, dude? Are we playing or are we just...
I talked to his sister who, you know, he's just leaned over and looked at her shit while we're playing Rummy Cube. Yeah. And I said, am I going crazy here? Like later on in the night, I was like, am I going crazy? Is that fucking weird at Rummy Cube? She's like, oh yeah, that drives me crazy. I'm like, well, how come I'm the only one that said anything? It's fucking bizarre.
And
actually, here's another thing. I felt weird about this. Other people laughed at this too, but I think I was a little bit disturbed. We were playing like spoons with the kids.
Okay.
And one of the kids started like coming up with things like, well, if you lose, you gotta, you know, dance like an idiot or whatever.
Okay.
And then one of these little kids, it made my blood run cold. One of these little kids was like, no, I got it. It's if you win, you get to punch the loser in the face. And the kid was serious. And
that's
it made
awesome.
Me think of you because you say that a lot.
I do.
But the kid was serious. The kid was like, I've got a great idea. If I win, I get to fucking attack you. And I was like, oh. And some people chuckled, and then there was another kind of long, weird silence. I was like, okay,
serious.
Moving on. Let's play spoons here. Whew.
I like it.
Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. That Thanksgiving is just a wonderful time to get together and you know, punch each other in the face.
Like Liam Neeson.
Yeah, that's what I like about it. I'm trying to find some MC Hammer music.
I gotta tell you, I am thankful for Liam Neeson.
Okay. I am thankful for Liam Neeson.
Did you
Neeson
envision
too.
Ping pong balls flying out of my ass in slow motion when you listen to that?
I imagined in slow motion, the last ball comes out in slow motion. You look over at the guy, and then you, like, the brother-in-law, and then his face is like, oh, you know, and in slow motion, it's like, oh, and then you slowly pivot your head over to Liam Neeson, and you give a little nod, and then the fist just slowly, because it's slow motion, comes across, and right as it's about to touch his face, fade to black. Yeah, that's what I pictured.
That's good.
Yeah.
See, I am thankful for Liam Neeson. I love his action movies. I'm thankful for Idris Elba. Mm-hmm. By the way, he's the sexiest man alive, apparently.
You know, I saw a funny joke about Idris Elba today. This guy tweeted, he said, my wife calls me James Bond because I have no soul. I often piss off people in authority, and I would be better played by Idris Elba.
Ah.
Yeah.
He's up for the role, too, right?
I hope so. I mean, there's some people saying you can't have a black James Bond. Those people need to. At the symposium, I'm not making this up either. I'm not even making this up. This one dude said, because somehow we got on the subject, this one woman said that she needs to fight. We're like going through like things that are difficult in our life that we have to accept. And she's like, I just need to accept that I'm not going to wake up tomorrow and look like Serena Williams. And this other guy said, I'd love to wake up tomorrow and look like Serena Williams. And I said, me too. And then we told people that, like, why are you guys laughing? I said, because I want to wake up tomorrow and look like Serena Williams. And they kind of looked at me funny. And I was like, what? Why? That would be an awesome thing. And I think Idris Elba would be – I think Serena Williams would be a great James Bond. I mean, let's just put our money where our mouth is. But Idris Elba would be good too. I mean, there's nothing wrong with – you know, he might be too good. He'd be like
– Maybe.
James.
I think maybe I've had enough of James Bond. Maybe we should make a new character for Idris Elba. I think you're right. Maybe he's fucking too good for Bond.
Be James Brown. Oh, that's already been done. He could be Jack Bond. Yeah.
What is your name, sir? Brown.
James Brown. Yeah. Hit me one more time.
All right. That was fucking terrible.
Was it really bad? Yeah. All right. We'll fight about that, too. I guess we could fake fight about Idris Elba if you want. I mean, I'm willing to
take it. Yeah, it probably would be a fake fight, though, because I know that you fucking love him. I know my wife really loves him.
I got to be honest with you. I'm not really sure who he is, but I know you guys respect the shit out of him. And for me, he's aces in my book. Yeah. If he came over to my house, he said, I'm Idris Elba. It's like, where you want to sleep, dude? What you want to eat? It's all yours. And he's like, you even know who I am? And nope, but Joe does. His wife likes you, so you ain't like Flynn, son. Want my kid? He's yours. Please.
Well, hey, I was just thinking of something we can fight about. Maybe not Idris Elba, but mm-hmm. Are there just like are there movies maybe that we disagree upon, or is there any movie that we disagree upon,
probably.
Or any music that we disagree upon other than Beatles?
Well, let's in the spirit of variety, if there is any other music, we could do it. But I think Beatles kind of covers it, and then
yeah,
it could bleed over into other things. I could like during the fight say, yeah, you probably also like. Blah blah blah. Like, yeah, I do, fucker. What's wrong with that? And I say, oh yeah, you smell bad. And whatever. All right, that's the fight. But
well, I do want to have a fight where, because earlier you were telling me that I look like a fucking demon bunny rabbit and I act like Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
Like, and that kind of hurt. So I think we should have a whole fight where we just fucking insult each other.
Okay. Yeah. No. Absolutely. That
about how we look
agenda.
And how we behave
and smell. How we taste
and smell.
Yeah.
And how we taste?
Yeah, and you know that ridge, you know that little ridge of skin on your taint, that little seam, that seam, you know, a little seam down there on your taint.
Yeah, yours tastes like shit.
Yeah, we could talk about that. I was thinking more like the texture, like you know, we could fight about how like mine is smooth, like it's supposed to be, like God was like, you know, hashtag nailed it, and then like with yours, it's like, well, tell you what, I'll save it for the fight. I'm not gonna do it now. Because I love you, man, and I love you, taint. But in the fight, I'm going to fuck you up.
Yeah, taint no thing. Anyway.
But movies that we disagree on, there's got to be one. Or
well,
12,
I've got an idea because you hate a lot of things.
I do. I hate stuff.
And I've been told by my friends, especially my friend Gus, like he likes to hate shit.
Yeah.
And I get kind of super excited and just like stupid shit. I think that's his. That's his argument. He's like, you just fucking like everything.
Okay.
He's like embittered by my enjoyment of things. What I'm saying is, why don't you pick something that you hate, like a movie? Tell me a movie that you hate. There might be a really good odds that I just kind of like that movie, and then I'll write that down. We'll fight about it.
Okay, I'll have to think on this while we're talking about other stuff, other things that we're grateful for, I'll try to think about that. But I'm
thankful for boobies.
Yep. Word.
I'm thankful for here. My little kitty just got up on the table and started purring at me. And I'm thankful for my little fluffy kitty. That's like the gayest thing I've ever said.
Well, just say you're thankful for pussy, and it covers all bases.
There we go. Yeah, let me rephrase that. I'm thankful for pussy.
Yeah, pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for skater shoes.
Oh. Yeah.
Yep, they're just my favorite shoes.
Skater shoes.
And I wear skater shoes.
Do you skate? Do you skate? Are you a skater?
No. I ollied up a curb once. You proud of me?
I thought you said I will eat up a curb once, and I was like, oh, is that slang? Is that skater slang for you fell?
No,
and hit your teeth
I
or
was
something?
Able to ollie,
do an
and
ollie.
And I can travel around on a skateboard too.
Yeah,
that's probably not what skaters say when they talk about skating around.
Right.
But
well, they
yeah,
talk
when
about
I was like 18, I was able to travel on a skateboard, and then standing still, I was able to ollie maybe 2 or 3 inches or something. And then as I was moving, once I ollied up a curb.
All right.
I also tried to come in on a quarter pipe once and busted my fucking ass. And I think that was the last time I was ever on a skateboard. So am I a skater? No. But the shoes, I think, look nice and they're very comfortable.
Yeah.
And they last a little while. Because, you know, they're designed to get beat up by
skaters.
You know, sandpaper on a skateboard. Yeah.
So you're thankful for skater shoes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm thankful for garlic.
Yeah, me too.
I like garlic. I mean, it's just, I'm glad it exists. I think if you created a parallel universe and you put me there and everything's exactly the same except no garlic, I'd figure it out. I'd be like, have you ever watched that TV show, The Good Place?
Yeah, I'm working on it. It's really cool.
Well,
I like
that
show.
You know how she's all the spoilers. If you haven't watched the show, just turn off don't listen to the podcast. If you don't watch the show, fuck off. I don't want to even listen to the podcast. But anyway, you know how she's always figuring out it's really the bad place, right?
Right.
Yeah. So that would be me. Like, he was like, we're going to put him in lots of different situations where garlic doesn't exist. Every time we're like, hey, this is not real. I'm like, God damn it. How do we fake garlic on this guy? We can't do it. I like garlic. And I'm not, like, obsessed, right? I don't put garlic on my cheesecake, okay? I just like garlic.
I chop up garlic and saute it with green beans.
Yeah, you do. You literally do. We talked about it on the podcast. And if we've talked about it on the podcast, it's real. Hashtag it's real.
Hey, you know what? I'm
thankful
for hashtags. I'm thankful for the podcast because I like buttons. I like little sound effects.
Yeah.
Doing a podcast, you get little sound effects and little sound clips and stuff. I've got a couple of buttons for you. Do you have them in there?
I do.
Just for this episode, I want you to use them whenever you feel it's appropriate.
Okay.
There's one called Gobble Gobble. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, the thing is, when we hear that, though, I want you to envision me diddling my penis.
Wow.
Yeah. It becomes a different thing at that point. Yeah, and then this will become relevant a little bit later in the show. But I also have this one called the butt baster, the baster.
Yeah, I don't know why they're coming across so quiet. Hopefully they're loud on the actual recording. I can't hear very well, but
hit that one more time.
I'm gonna hit that one more time. Okay. Don't know what that was, but
hey, can you hit some like club music and we can pretend like we just met each other at the club? What the fuck was that?
I don't know. Look here. Is this club music?
Hey, Jason.
Hey,
what's up, man? What are you doing tonight? Okay, that was a fucking terrible failure.
I'm trying not to yell too loud because I am in a hotel room, but we'll do that someday. You and I, we will do that someday. I'll find some music that's longer than seconds.
That is my dream. One day I want to have like a good 5 minutes where the podcast is us trying to talk at a really loud club.
Absolutely.
Very good.
It's just random buttons here. What else am I thankful for? I'm thankful for Lexi Bell. And here's why.
What is Lexi Bell?
Lexi Bell is an adult film actress. She's a woman.
Oh.
And so I've seen her naked. I've seen her have sex. But I also follow her on Instagram. And you know, other than her profession, which she's good at, and let's be clear, I'm not being sarcastic when I say I respect what she does. That's the honest truth. You know, in Instagram, obviously, she'll sometimes say, hey, I'm going to be dancing at this place. I'm going to do this thing. But sometimes she's like, hey, y'all, I'm making pesto. And it's like, I like knowing that. I like knowing that girls who can take it from the back and the front at the same time also like pesto. I don't know. Just it rounds things out. You know what I mean? It just gives it some depth. You know what I'm talking about, Joe?
Does she have a good sense of humor?
Oh yeah, she's got a great sense of humor. Yeah, yeah. She and she recently was in Las Vegas for you know, she was showing off her bits, but she also went to a bunch of haunted houses. And I've been to Vegas on Halloween and been to their haunted houses, and they're a lot of fun. And I felt a connection. You know what I'm saying? I mean, here's me. I'm looking at this. Porn star actress, and I'm feeling a connection that's on a different level than just my, you know.
Does that make the wanking just more meaningful to you?
So
does it add another an emotional component, make it more enriching?
Well, here's the irony, Joe, and I may have mentioned this on a previous podcast. I kind of don't. She's not really so much my go-to for the wankage, because it's like she's a real person, you know what I mean? And which is not to say that the ladies who do provide me the visualization to help me achieve, you know, oneness with my you know, semen. It's not to say that they're not real people. It's just that it'd be like, I don't know if, I mean.
Are you saying that you don't want to feel emotionally connected when you're wanking off to the image of someone's naked body?
No. I very much am emotionally connected to these. Well, I was going to say women, and then I thought, well, it's more than that. And then I was going to say people, and then it's more than that. So I feel very connected to these. God, you can't even say mammals. I feel very connected to the entities emotionally. I do, but no, I mean. It's sort of on a different kind of approach. At Taco Bell, tell me if there is, or maybe there isn't, somebody who you work with who is, you know, a decent human being. They look okay. They're not what you would call devastatingly beautiful. They're not super duper sexy, but they're not hideous and ugly. Just kind of normal. And you sort of take it for granted that they are in your visual. You respect them. You work with them. You say, hey, Jenny, I really need that. That burrito supreme. And she's like, here you go, boss. You know, like, thank you. And you know, but you don't even think about the fact that you look at her, right? And then one day, you know, your wife is off like saving people's lives and shit, and you're like, I'm gonna have a little. Exactly. I didn't even mean to press that button, and that was an accident. And you know,
If you're saying, if this is what you're implying or what you're trying to directly state, I don't have a. There's in my spank bank.
Yeah.
There's no women from work in there.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. For a reason. It's not that the women at work necessarily are hideous human beings. It's just that you don't the context is different, right? It's not like if you were the two last people on earth and she's like, "Hey, let's, you know, let's nibble your dibble," and you're like, "Now we used to work together." No, the human race is depending on you people. You would get it on. I'm just saying. It's not.
Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the jacking off episode.
Well, I'm grateful for masturbation. Let's be honest, Joe.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. And I'm grateful for porn too. I'm weird with porn though. At this point, when I watch porn, I watch porn with porn stars from the late 90s.
Yeah, I think most people tend to be drawn to the porn stars that were around when they were 15, 16, 17. Yeah.
Is that a thing?
I think so. I think it's the same with Saturday Night Live episodes and music.
I don't think my wife would enjoy. I'm glad she's not on the show, and I'm glad she probably won't listen to this. But I feel like I watch those porn stars because I feel emotionally connected to them, and it makes my wanking more meaningful.
Absolutely,
I feel like I know them.
You feel like
oh my god, this is making me feel like I'm cheating on my wife.
Well,
maybe I'm not thankful for porn.
Are you grateful for your wife?
I am very thankful and grateful to my wife.
And you said, I'm thankful for porn. You didn't say, I'm thankful for Christy Canyon. You didn't say that. You said porn. So it was a generic thing, right? So I think you're okay. I did say Lexi Bell, but I upped the ante and say it's not just because she has a really, really nice ass. It's because she's a real person. I'm thankful for that.
Hey, you know what? If my wife, if there were pornography starring Idris Elba, she would watch it and have a good time with it.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying. That's what I think.
And there's nothing
and
wrong
I happen
with that.
To watch porn with Jenna Jameson in it. Yeah. I'm not in love with Jenna Jameson.
No.
And if Jenna Jameson showed up at the front door, I would not leave my wife for Jenna Jameson. However, if Idris Elba showed up at the front door, my marriage is fucking in trouble.
Right. But if Idris Elba and Jenna Jameson showed up, y'all would get down. All four of y'all would just be like, this is happening. This is happening. Am I wrong?
If that happened,
hashtag
I would be thankful.
Boom. Nailed it.
Hashtag pound sign. Hashtag
pound sign.
Pound.
Hashtag pound. Yeah.
Hashtag pound. Very good.
Hashtag pound it out. Look, we've got 8 minutes left in this episode, and I know you want to.
Really?
Okay. I know you want to either tell me why we shouldn't be here or sell something. So, which is it going to be?
I understand we don't have. Larko, I don't have I'm thankful for the show, so I'm not going to argue for its cancellation.
Can I say this real quick? I am not thankful for Larko. Nope. Not thankful. Look, I'm happy that we get money from them to do this, and I'm really happy it's fake money. But I'm not like if somebody said, hey, Larko just moved to North Korea, and now they died from starvation. I'm like, okay, what's on TV? You know what I'm saying? I'm not happy.
Glad. Larko is more of an obligation of ours.
And I'm not saying I hate them, you know, but I'm saying that. Look, what I'm saying is if Larko was a decent, an okay looking woman, I probably wouldn't masturbate. But if they were the only company left, I'll help you repopulate the human race. Let's go. Come on, take your knickers off.
Well, anyway, there's no place for Larko on the Thanksgiving show. So there will be no Larko.
No Larko.
And there's no argument for cancellation, but there is a word from our sponsor. We should probably get that done with.
Okay. And are you going to do it live?
Yeah, I've got some copy here.
Okay.
Holidays are stressful, especially Thanksgiving, and especially if it's your job to cook the turkey. So often, no matter how hard you try to avoid it, the bird ends up dry and tasteless. Some people say that brining the meat overnight is the way to go. Others suggest cooking the turkey breast down helps. And others insist on deep frying. But often these methods fail. And you as the host are stuck with the stress of serving your family substandard food on Thanksgiving. For me, the key to avoiding this holiday stress is to use a good old turkey baster. But not just any baster. I use the Cuisapro 3-in-1 multifunction turkey baster with meat brush and broth shower head. Feel the stress melt away as you fill your Cuisapro turkey baster with cheap vodka. Pull down your pants and squirt that vodka deep into your butthole. After a couple of plunges, you'll be stupid drunk, and guaranteed, you won't give a fuck what anyone thinks. If you're down for a higher level of stress relief, try dipping your Cuisapro into a potent solution of water and cocaine. Once you blow that blow up your blowhole, you'll be the life of the party, regardless of the shitty food you've just served. There's nothing like butt coke to make you forget your worries and strike up an aggressive political discussion with your 80-year-old grandma. Still, some people prefer to escape reality altogether during the holidays, and if that's your thing, use your Cuisapro turkey baster to pump liquid LSD up your ass. In fact, to erase both reality and your sanity permanently, give a squirt of LSD to each of your eyeballs. Use the broth showerhead to pour the hallucinogen over your chest and rub it all over your bare tits with the Cuisapro meat brush. Watch in the mirror as your face melts off your grinning skull before your very eyes after you shit on the floor naked and cut your own hair with an electric carving knife. You'll never be asked to host Thanksgiving ever again. Say goodbye to stress and hello to the psychiatric intensive care unit with the Cuisapro 3-in-1 multifunction turkey baster with meat brush and broth showerhead. This product can also be used to baste turkeys.
One, sorry about the little sound blip in the middle. Two, was laughing my ass off, but I was on mute. Just so you know.
Okay.
I thought that was great.
Well, turkey baster.
Turkey baster.
The Cuisapro.
Cuisapro. Cuisapro.
I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce it, but that's a good product.
That's good. Yeah, yeah. All right, good. So I'm glad we got a little bit of cashola in our pizzockets. Hashtag rich.
I know that you don't like to go through a whole show without talking about butt coke.
That's true. So, I think that's in my contract, isn't it? One of my writers. Yeah. A little writer in there.
Must discuss butt coke.
Must.
Or butt drinking.
Butt drinking, yeah. This is a true story. I was hanging out with some people, and they were reflecting on the various things that they did as youths to enjoy themselves. And you know, some people, I did these drugs, I drank, or you know, I ran around with these people. One guy goes, "Yeah, we used to." He shrugged his shoulders, like, "Yeah, we used to, you know, do wine enemas." And it's like, you know, like everyone else. And we all look at each other, like, "No, not like everyone else, really. Wine enemas? I guess it's a thing."
Wine enema sounds really hoity-toity. It's butt drinking.
I think wine enema would be heavy metal and tuxedos, I guess. I mean, I can, you know what I mean? I mean, if you could, by the way, I'm thankful for heavy metal, since we're on the subject.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heavy metal.
Yeah.
Me too. I'm thankful for the funk. And I'm thankful for the blues.
All right. Yeah. Is there any music? I know we're going to fight about Beatles, but are there any music you're not thankful for? Like, I'm not thankful for Kid Rock or something like that. And I'm not, by the way. The guy's an asshole, but anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, we're not going to fight about that. I'm not thankful for mumble rap. I don't think that's...
Oh, yeah.
That's not a big surprise, and we're probably not going to fight about that. However, if you've decided that you like mumble rap, we could have a good fight about that.
Probably.
How do you feel about mumble rap these days?
It's starting to grow on me. I'm going to be honest with you. I think about it a lot. I find myself walking down the street saying, Gucci gang, 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 Gucci gang. I could do this forever, by the way. Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang. I won't.
I feel like those guys are using the Cuisapro turkey baster to squirt liquid drugs up their butts. Until they're rapping from beneath a toilet.
That's right. So true, so true. I hashtag yes. Yes, they are. I'm gonna call this episode hashtag thankful, I think, when I upload it eventually. I don't know if I will today. But that's what we're gonna do. And you know what? The amount of time we have left is slowly seeping out. It's like the air mattress. It's not quite flat. It's almost flat. Anything you want to say in the last little bit of part of the...
Well, the last time you were here, well, at my house, you were on an air mattress. Are you talking shit about my air mattress?
Well, but write that down. We're fighting about it. Your air mattress is shit, Joe. To think I've known you since you were literally born. I've known your... I'm not fighting right now. Sorry. Back off. Hashtag it's be cool.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Well, anyway, I gave you your own room. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was a nice air mattress.
I think it was. It was. On this episode, I'm saying, yeah, it was nice. On the next episode, I'm going to tell you the truth. But here for now, Joe, I was thankful for that air mattress. It meant a lot to me.
Oh.
Yeah, it was big, it was comfortable, it was queen size. I know you think of me as a queen, but I didn't take offense to that. The queens, some wrong queens. It's good. You need them. You need queens, you need kings, jacks, aces, three of spades, four of diamonds, five of hearts, six of clubs. I think that's all of them. It's going to be a nice in there.
Well, you know, next episode we'll fight.
Yeah.
To take us out, I'm going to list off some things I'm thankful for. Maybe you can do the same, and then that'll be that.
Yeah. All right. Go for it.
Now here, we'll trade off.
I don't have a list, so you go first. I have to write the list for you.
I am thankful for Jesus Barking Christ, my dog.
Yeah, you have to keep going. I don't have anything yet. Okay, I'll just make stuff up. I'm thankful for Samantha Fish.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I'm gonna get real sappy here because I'm thankful for my wife, LP.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for you. I already said that, but it's true. I'm thankful for my dad. I'm thankful for his wife. I'm thankful for Shags. I'm thankful for Ian Zane.
I'm thankful for all that stuff too. Shags, Ian Zane, your friend Jen, the other friend, Jen.
Jen Powell, Brandy, yeah. Ryan.
I'm thankful for all of them.
I'm thankful for Tim Median.
Oh. Mark me down for two of those. I'll double on that. Tim's a good hunk of human. Yeah.
I'm thankful for my water heater. I'm thankful for my pool table. Okay. I'm thankful for my kitty cats, both of them.
I'm thankful for Roik Sop. I'm thankful for them not suing us. And I'm thankful for Miss Canada, whoever she is this year. I don't even know, but whoever she is, I'm thankful for her.
Hey, I'm going to keep getting sappy here. I'm thankful for your dad.
I'm thankful for him, too.
Major
I like that
Lee
dude.
Daniels and his wife, your mom, my aunt.
Yeah.
Nancy.
I'm thankful for her.
She's awesome.
I'm thankful for Good Time Jack and Do It Right Penny and birthing those two. Your dad, my dad.
I'm thankful for this pair of jeans that I've worn 100 times in a row.
Oh my God,
nobody
dude.
Seems to know.
Sincerely, the pair of jeans I'm going to be wearing on the airplane tomorrow, I am so thankful for them. I'm not even joking. They're my... Oh, Joe, you're such a genius. The jeans and the shirt I'm going to wear tomorrow, I can't even tell you. Oh, so thankful. I'm thankful for donuts. And that's, I'm not
Me too. I got one donut left in the fridge, and it's my favorite Entenmann's old-fashioned donut, but I can't eat it unless I go get more, because I know if I eat it, my wife will fucking murder me with her bare hands when she gets home.
Okay.
Never eat the last donut.
Never
but
eat
I am thankful
donut.
For Entenmann's old-fashioned donuts.
Go ahead, keep going.
I am thankful for a fire in the fireplace. It's just that simple. I like a nice fire. It's been raining and a little bit cold, and I like a fire. It's a nice way to spend the holidays. I've had a fire every night for like the last week.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. You know what I'm thankful for, Joe? What's
that?
The 22nd Amendment. Not going to explain it, let you figure it out on your own, listener. But it's true. I'm thankful for the 22nd Amendment. I like all the amendments. Don't get me wrong. 23rd was good. 13th was real good. I like the first. But this day and age, I'm really glad we got that 22nd one in. I don't think it's going to go to that, but if it does, thankfully it's there.
Right on. See, I'm thankful for curse words.
Oh, fuck
I just
yeah.
love them.
Fuck yes.
Fucking shit.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, which is different than fuck somehow. It's its own word.
Yeah.
I'm not so fond of cocksucker. That's a little bit...
But you are thankful for Deadwood, and so am I.
Yeah, see, and if you watch one episode of Deadwood, you'll hear the word cocksucker 5 million times.
5 million
times. I'm thankful for Deadwood. I haven't seen it in a while, but that's a good show.
It is. I'm thankful for those robust TV shows that we get. The Deadwoods, the Romes, the Midwest worlds, the good places, the Brooklyn Nine-Nines that are coming back soon. Yeah, and I'm thankful for the fight we're about to have, you fucker.
Fuck you, Jason! Happy Thanksgiving.